This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. In the first hour, we talked about the Antifa protests, and there's more to say about those. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, though. Let's go to Skype, where David is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah, what I was going to share with you tonight just happens to fit perfectly into what you guys brought up anyway. And, yeah, no, our government is already gone. It might have supposed to have been us, but it's no longer us. You've been duped. You can try to get it back to under the libertarian manner, the way that was basically intended to be, but it's already gone. You're talking about how Daryl went to legislature. I also had that experience, as I've told you. For 5 years, I went every day of the alternating 30, 60-day sessions, and I slept in the back of my pickup truck. And this is in the wintertime. Wow. They do the session in the winter. And the last year that I did it, this is up in Santa Fe. So I travel 100 miles up to Santa Fe and stay there for 30 or 60 days. And the last year that I did it, I housed myself. I was sick of sleeping in the back of the truck, so I went up on top of the mountain above 10,000 feet, and I dug down 4 feet of snow till I got to the ground, and I put my tent up. And I slept in the tent all winter in 4 feet of snow above 10,000 feet.
So what was all this about? I mean, what was this ongoing visitation of the state house?
Well, because it was negligent legislation that made it enabled the traffickers of my children to illegally traffic them out of my life. That's what caused it. And if they'd have written the law properly in the first place in New Mexico, this would have never happened to me. And if they would change it, it would stop happening to me and it wouldn't happen to other people. So that's what set me off.
Did they care? Did the state representatives even appear to give a damn?
In some cases, yeah, they appear, but no, nobody has really even, to use the cliche, walked across the street to review my case and look at what happened. There's a few people that actually did put a little bit into it, but way fewer than should have taken an interest. No, so you're entirely accurate in your assessment of our current legislators. You're just going to get one more piece of crap is what you're going to get unless you change the system. One way that I change the system. No, we can't. The only way I see that we defeat them is, for instance, I only see government being reduced, like here in New Mexico. The government actually shrinks when they don't have any money, when their budget runs out. And so, for instance, I'm not giving the, I mean, you guys pride yourself also on not giving them money. Mm-hmm. I don't give them money either. I changed my living situation so that the money that I need to live is below what they tax me on. So they don't get any tax out of me, yet I still live well enough to have, you know, to have a decent life by being smart about how I choose to live.
I think more people need to look into different ways to kind of keep themselves away from the prying eyes of the state. Of course, we're big fans of cryptocurrency as one tactic.
For sure, and if more people did it, the more people that stop chasing the, you know, whatever it is that everybody's chasing, and figure out that you can live below the current taxable levels and have a good life if you just stop chasing all that crap, and then they don't get any tax dollars out of you, and they can't keep buying crap and spending crap, especially their salaries.
Well, they can keep spending money. I mean, they can keep printing it. But thank you for the call, David. I appreciate it, because, you know, even if a bunch of people became Quakers and decided to go that route of, you know, living a life that will be not quite ascetic, but, you know, a little bit less than what they could possibly have, and so they keep below that minimum triggering income level, that's not going to end the state. It's not going to punish the state in any meaningful way, because all they can do, I mean, obviously, the when I say the state, I mean the government in general, the federal government.
All they have to do, yeah.
The New Mexico government or your state government can't print money, but the federal government certainly can print money. So maybe that
and does.
Yeah, maybe it would have some sort of an effect on a state government, but here in New Hampshire, there's not even an income tax, so it really wouldn't matter in the states that don't have an income tax. You know, are people paying their property taxes? You better believe they are, because they're afraid they're going to lose their house if they don't do that. But when it comes to the federal government, they'll just print more money, and that devalues, as we've discussed many times, inflation. That is what inflation is more money chasing the same amount of goods. And so then you'll see, you know, the various different problems that come as a result of inflating the money supply, which they're going to do anyway. So whether you pay them or not, ultimately, in the long run, isn't going to matter to them.
The federal government has carried over a balance since the Andrew Jackson administration. I believe he was the 10th president. We're now at number 45. This was, you know, the very early 1800s, and there's an argument as to whether or not they actually have had a balance since before the government was created. So we can say that they are completely incompetent when it comes to handling money. They shouldn't be entrusted with any money, and the fact that they're entrusted with the ability to create money shows the lunacy of what we've got going on here.
Well, and that's the way it's been, though. I mean, the government for generations upon hundreds of years has been the money issuer. They've been in charge of that stuff, and that has just started to change within the last decade. With the advent of Bitcoin back in 2009, which, by the way, today has once again hit new record highs. So anybody that bought Bitcoin before today, you're doing better, because Bitcoin is at a record high as of a couple hours ago. It was at $7,450. It may be one of those nights where by the time we finish the show, it's you know, up at 8,000 or something like that. Okay, it's actually down a little bit. 7,376 right now. But it's been just an amazing month. An amazing year for Bitcoin, this incredible decentralized cryptocurrency that has taken the world by storm. And it's not the only one. There are a bunch of others out there. Of course, Dash is one of its major competitors. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private and easy. Fees are low and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. Will Coley, who is one of our co-hosts sometime here on Free Talk Live, he was in today, and he had somebody send him some Bitcoin recently, but they sent it with a low fee, because, and you can't blame somebody for wanting to do that, because the Bitcoin fees right now are out of control, and that's a whole other discussion. Bitcoin's basically broken due to the network being full, and they're trying to fix that, but who knows if they'll be able to. So Bitcoin may be on its way out at some point, although the price keeps going up. But the fee that he was the Bitcoin that he was sent or that he was sent with a very low fee, and it has now been more than 24 hours, and he has not yet had a confirmation on that Bitcoin, meaning that the network doesn't really know for sure whether that's going to be confirmed. And the normally movements. That takes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Normally
the Bitcoin exists. It's just not. We're just not sure whether it's going to get to him in a timely fashion.
Well, it's definitely not timely at this point. It's been 24 hours. Normally it's about 10 minutes is when the first confirmation comes in. He's still waiting.
Yeah.
Whereas with Dash, you don't have that problem. You can easily pay with Dash. It's decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. Here on Free Talk Live, we're big fans of cryptocurrency in general. Which one's going to roll to the top? What will unseat Bitcoin someday? We have no idea. But Dash definitely has some really unique features to it, and it's one of the top six, I think, right now in the world. So it's definitely worth looking at real closely. So check it out at Dash.org. As we continue, your calls and thoughts are welcome, whether you want to talk about protests that are not particularly effective or cryptocurrency or whatever you want to talk about. Certainly goes here on the live Saturday edition. Now, for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about the anti-fascist or refuse fascism protests that went on today in various different cities around the country. Newsweek.com has an article about it. Now, before today, there were a bunch of alt-right people who were claiming that this is the end. This is the beginning of the Civil War, the new Civil War in the United States. Antifa and the alt-right were supposed to have a major major clash today, and apparently that didn't transpire. Thank goodness, because who really wants to see violence in the streets over such a, essentially a petty disagreement? I mean, they're just talking about they don't like the head of state. It's not the state itself that's the problem. It's not the government itself. The idea, this artifice, the idea that, you know, people should have the right to rule over others regardless of what political party. No, no, they're totally fine with that. They just, one side doesn't like the head of state, the other side likes the head of state. And that's supposed to create a civil war? We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments so you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site waiting for you, where you can actually create the content. There's a front page there. It's a Reddit-based page. You can submit, let's say, YouTube video or news article or even your own personal post. And then other listeners can vote it up or vote it down, whether or not they like or dislike. And then we might share it on the radio. So check it out over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Then we can tell you more about what happened or what didn't happen in various different cities around the country with the supposed Refuse Fascism protests. That did they fizzle or did they meet their goals? Let's talk about that coming up here. 855-450, free like freedom. James is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, James.
Hello, Ian and Mark.
Hey. Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I'm that kid who called with the autism.
Oh, okay. Welcome back. Go ahead.
So you guys were talking about the protest, and I'm not so sure what the protest is.
Oh, what they're protesting? The Refuse Fascism people?
Yes.
So, go ahead. Do you know, Mark?
Apparently, they're protesting Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I believe Donald Trump is a good president for us. Better
Why?
Than Obama.
Why?
Because I feel that he can get those borders up and going so that we don't let like the bad guys come
well,
in.
Why would that be a good thing?
Why do the bad guys want to get in?
Well, I don't know if you heard the news about ISIS.
Why would ISIS care about what's going on in the United States?
I'd rather not talk about that just in case people from that place are listening.
Okay, well, I'll give you an answer. Because the United States has been meddling in the business of the Middle East for decades and has the largest military in the world. So if you want to get the United States out of the Middle East, you got to start hitting it at home. So the United States should consider the notion of leaving people the hell alone, and then you don't have to worry about people coming here and doing terrorist acts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a fan of Barack Obama. We criticized him throughout the entire 8 years that he was in his presidency.
He was busy killing people's children with remote control airplanes. There's no doubt.
But Donald Trump has ramped up the killing of people's children, as I understand it.
I haven't seen any reports on that.
We have seen reports on that. Maybe you just forgot.
I saw the attack in Syria.
Yeah, it was earlier this year, Mark. Donald Trump had already started to, as far as per day or whatever average per day of people killed in the Middle East, he'd upped it, up the game from the Barack Obama numbers, which he had upped from the Bush numbers. So it's one on top of another on top of another.
And
they're
just to be
terrible
clear,
people
that when people get killed, their relatives may very well turn into more terrorists.
Right. Well, and of course, to believe that a border is somehow going to keep people out who want to actually, you know, commit terrorist acts. Don't forget what happened on 9/11. All those people were legally in the United States.
They had legally come to the United States. Not all of them were here legally. Some of it overstayed visas. And the vast majority of people that are called illegal aliens in this country are people who have overstayed visas and have come here legally.
Yeah, well, whatever. They got in, didn't they? If the fear is that they're going to blow something up or whatever and they need to be kept out, well, that's not going to work. And even if you ramp up the requirements as far as who can come in and who can't, then you're just going to create an economy that's going to be even more damaged because people won't be able to come here and do business.
This dude in New York had been here since 2010.
Which dude?
The one that did the
car running down
the Home Depot truck crush in New York a few days ago. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If you can't take a guy who's been here for 7 years and convince him in that amount of time this is a great place, then I don't know.
So, James, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to see a police state be created, and Donald Trump is not going to do anything to reduce the police state that he is building upon, as was created by his predecessors, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and all the presidents before him. So I'm not sure what exactly you think is so great about this guy.
I don't know. Like, part of me thinks he is a good guy, but then another part of me thinks he's a bad guy.
All right. I understand the frustration there. Thank you, James, for the call tonight. Because certainly some of the things Donald Trump will do or has done are different. perhaps, than Barack Obama may
have. I like the Neil Gorsuch nomination. That's pretty much what I was hoping to get out of him, and I got it.
Well, I'm sure that's going to do absolutely nothing to reduce the size, scope, and the intrusiveness and expense of the federal government, Mark. But you know, there you go. Pat yourself on the back.
An originalist. On what did I have to do with getting Donald Trump?
Apparently you hoped he would put somebody in.
Hoping?
You prayed to Donald Trump.
I have hoped. Now you're upset at me for hoping?
I'm not upset at you, man.
Well, you said congratulations in a snide tone.
That's right. I was just jeering at you a little
bit. Yeah,
it's
fine.
It doesn't mean I'm upset or mad.
I think that an originalist on the Supreme Court. It's a good thing, and will likely, yes, in fact, reduce the size, scope, and depredations of the state.
I can't believe you still believe that crap. Isn't this the same Supreme Court that actually basically voted away your belief in the state back in, was it the Bush or early Obama days with the Kelo decision? When was that, 07?
Yeah, certainly demoralizing to see the...
Yeah, the very same Supreme Court that ruled that the federal government and all local governments can just take people's property from them and use it for private purposes.
Was that ruled 9-1? 9-0?
I don't know. Who cares?
Well, because I can tell you the amount of people on the Supreme Court that believe in original interpretation matters.
Yeah. If you get, after however many more years Trump is in office, a smaller federal government, I'll be pretty shocked and surprised, Mark. And
he's slashing regulations. What do you want?
Is he? Is he slashing regulations? Is our business any less regulated in any meaningful fashion?
It's not like we care. You know, we just run our business.
Well, I don't. Well, when I say our business, I meant the radio business.
Oh,
I'm not talking
the
about
industry.
This isn't a business. This is a program run by the Shire Free Church.
Yeah, the radio.
I was talking about the radio industry. Yeah, there are some supposed tiny little things that have been done within the FCC to roll back some regulations, but it's not like they abolished licensing. It's not like they actually got rid of the FCC out of certain areas of regulation entirely. So to sit there and celebrate, you know, a little peeling back of, you know, one little piece of a regulation as though it's some sort of a victory is ridiculous. And, you know, at the same time, they're also piling on new controls in other ways. Like, you got that Jeff Sessions guy who wants to come in and ramp up the war on drugs, ramp up the war on marijuana.
But, like, you know, Barack Obama wanted to turn it down, and that didn't do anything to stop the, you know, the drug warriors. So it doesn't seem to matter what the
Barack
people...
Obama was a drug warrior. At the end of his term, he started to talk like somebody who could see the light on marijuana and started to answer questions in a way that didn't make him sound completely insane on that particular topic. And then at the very – that was just an interview. He didn't actually do anything about it. Then at the very end of his 8 years, he let a few nonviolent drug-convicted so-called criminals, these victimless criminals, out of federal prison. So he did something kind of right there at the very end, but it was in no way any kind of a, you know, repudiation of the war on cannabis.
So you're saying his talking really didn't amount to much, and you're worried about Jeff Sessions talking?
Am I worried about Jeff Sessions?
You sound worried.
No, no, worried. I don't worry about things. There's no point in worrying. It doesn't change anything. But Jeff Sessions isn't just talking. He's in charge of the Department of Justice.
Well, Barack Obama wasn't just talking. He was the President of the United States. Oh, yeah. But he was just talking because the war on drugs continued.
Yeah, that's right. And this guy is intending to ramp up the war on drugs.
You care about
him talking?
About
that? More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airways. I expected Barack Obama to ramp up the war on drugs. He's a president. That's what they do.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. So Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And if you are interested in loading up the back of your vehicle, or maybe just getting one or two, with bumper stickers, you can get a bunch of them over at libertystickers.com and easily reach thousands of people with your bumper stickers. You know, people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com. Guaranteed to offend somebody over at libertystickers.com. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about the Refuse Fascism protests that have supposedly begun today. They're saying that this is just the beginning, that they're going to be doing more of these. Now, I'm not clear as to whether or not they intend to come out tomorrow or they're camping out tonight, or, you know, what's going to be happening? Are they going to do it every week for a sustained period and then do it every single day? So I don't know exactly what their game plan is. I haven't dug deep into their website over at refusefascism.org, and they may not even know at this point. Maybe they were hoping to have 100,000 people come out, but they only got 300 or whatever. Only 1,000 had said they were going to attend on Facebook in New York City. Of that, they got about a third actually showing up. So, you know, maybe they were hoping for more, and now they're realizing that they need to kind of temper their expectations a little bit. So who knows? Who knows what they're going to do next? But they're making it sound like this is not over. They want to get rid of Donald Trump. And I agree with them. They should get rid of Donald Trump and the entire federal government as well and replace it with nothing. But unfortunately, that's not what they're calling for. They want to get Bernie Sanders or, you know, some other socialist.
Yeah, that isn't going to happen.
They
haven't read the Constitution if they don't understand what's going to happen.
Right. As you, I think you pointed out recently, Mike Pence is going to get in. If they get rid of Trump somehow, then just some other person who they don't like is likely going to take that particular seat. Anyway, back to the story here from Newsweek, who covered Michael Hayden, their author here. He was there at New York City's event. He said that about 5 Trump supporters showed to counter the demonstration. In the words of 56-year-old Trump supporter who made the trip from Belmar, New Jersey, Christopher Lehman said, quote, "I thought there would be more of them. I thought there would be more of us, too." Lehman, who brought an American flag and wore a jacket with Trump written across the back in big letters, said that, quote, "someone has to come support the president," unquote. The stated goal of the protest was, according to Refuse Fascism, to create a sustained movement on the streets to remove Trump's administration from office. The group ran an advertisement in the New York Times on page 5 this week. Headline: "The Trump-Pence regime must go. November 4th, it begins. Be there. Join with the thousands. RefuseFascism.org." Now, maybe they had thousands across the entire United States. Maybe. But it's not sounding like it was.
By thousands, you mean 2.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Wasn't sounding particularly
well. If you're taking out ads in a newspaper, you're probably not hitting your target market anyway.
You're going to be hitting some old folks in the newspaper. But a lot of those people do have time to come out and attend protests.
Yeah, maybe.
So then it says here, refusefascism.org, it proclaimed in stark black and white. Andy Z, who's a member of the advisory board for Refuse Fascism, told Newsweek in a phone interview about the ad, quote, "What Trump and his administration are doing could pose an existential threat to humanity. We're in one of the most perilous moments in history right now," unquote. Ultimately, however, very few attendees that spoke to Newsweek claimed to have been aware of the ad or drawn by it. Harriet Russmeyer, who is definitely within the demographics at age 89, said she heard about it through her neighbors and decided to show up. She claimed to have no knowledge about Refuse Fascism or the Revolutionary Communist Party. She says, quote, "I wanted to do something against Trump, the lies and the incredibly backward worldview he has," unquote. The purveyors of fake news that helped create the fake story of an Antifa civil war continue to push that throughout the day, despite the number of attendees, the lack of chaos, and the fact that young Antifa protesters did not appear to embrace the protests. So again, this was being labeled as Antifa, but the group calls themselves Refuse Fascism. So how much crossover was there between the two? It's hard to say.
It sounds similar, right?
Sounds similar, but they're saying that what you typically see as an Antifa-looking protester wasn't really able to be found.
Well, I did sort of predict this with the Boston free speech rally. Remember when they got 50,000 people, many of whom were Antifa?
Only about 1%, I think, were estimated to be Antifa by one of our people.
That that'd be 500?
Yeah.
Would that be many of whom? None of what I've said is inaccurate.
Okay. So 50, I don't consider 1% to be many of much of anything, but I get what you're saying. From the perspective of compared to zero, they had some there.
Yeah, they're probably. I mean, I don't think there's that many Antifa people. I don't think there's
they're
legit
the extreme.
Commie.
They're like the alt-right. They're like the alt-right. Like, most of the right is not the alt-right, and most of the left is not Antifa.
Right.
Right?
So, when they had that rally that was against. You know, the rally against the rally for free speech was ostensibly, apparently, a rally against free speech. And, you know, nothing happened and it was all a big, washout. I predicted their next event would be a washout, and now it's going to continue this way. This movement's now dead because they cried wolf back in Boston.
Alex Jones held a live stream broadcast today. His website led with the headline:
November 4th, Antifa launches communist revolution in the United States.
Fight them with Calpin real soap.
Jack, a 25-year-old spokesperson for Refuse Fascism, asked not to use his last name, told Newsweek he wasn't concerned by the attendance of the event and that it was just the beginning of removing Trump from office. He says, we always want more people. This is just the first day. So there you go. Was it a civil war? No, definitely not. Was it even a particularly effective or noteworthy protest? No.
It's a flop.
No, not really. And again, if you go and you look at the Los Angeles Times, they claim dozens showed up in L.A., while the Daily News out of L.A. claims upwards of 1,000 people, which if that's true, that would be more people than attended the
I've never heard of this Daily News. Is it one of these communist newspapers?
I don't know either. DailyNews.com is their website. Good question. I can tell you a little bit more about what they had to say here. Apparently, Randy Dixon watched as the protesters set up in L.A. and pronounced the rally a waste of time. He said, quote, I think it's crazy. It's useless. It's not going to get Trump out of office. He's here for the duration unless they find something illegal about him, unquote. Organizers say they've been threatened with violence by opposing groups, and police said they'd be out in force at the gathering armed with a new city ordinance limiting what people can bring to such assemblies. The Los Angeles City Council Tuesday amended an existing ordinance and created the list of banned items, including shields, torches, rods, mace, glass bottles, and baseball hats.
Huh? The batting hats.
Oh, what does that mean?
You know what a batting hat is?
No.
Batting helmet?
I don't play baseball.
Okay. I figured
that in case you get hit in the head with a ball.
You've been alive for 35 years. I figure you would have seen one of these things at this point. It's like a baseball cap, except it's made of plastic.
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
Is it the thing that like shields their whole head kind of thing?
Well, they've gotten more.
Just the...
Well, they didn't used to be shields for their whole head. They were just basically like a baseball helmet.
Is that why they throw the thing off when they run?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But it could be that. It could be a regular ball cap. I don't know what they're outlawing. Maybe they don't like you running around a ball cap because they can't tell, you know, their facial recognition software can't pick you up then. I don't know.
According to the story at the Daily News, the Los Angeles City Council again amended this existing ordinance in response to what happened in Charlottesville. LAPD Assistant Chief Horace Frank said, quote, we'll be operating off this particular ordinance, which is a very good thing. It's an important tool the City Council has given us as law enforcement, and we're very happy about that, said the cop. The group Refuse Fascism planned the demonstration as a part of an organized effort in various cities around the U.S. Anyone who shows up at the L.A. event carrying an item on the list of newly banned items will be subject to citation or arrest if they do not respond to a warning from police. The ordinance contains a long list of items banned at any protests, demonstration rallies, picket lines, and public assemblies. Among the banned items are firearms, knives, swords, shields, baseball or softball hats, bats, aerosol spray, tear gas, mace, glass bottles, axes, ice picks, nunchucks, tasers, projectile launchers, bottles or water guns filled with hazardous liquid, open flame torches, and ball bearings. Okay. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And apparently the ordinance is also trying to regulate people's signage as well, which that could be a little illegal. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The Crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the Crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the Crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. It's our live Saturday edition. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Mark, you've got caught wind of a new 4chan campaign that has, I guess, ignited some controversy, as yeah. 4chan is actually pretty good at doing. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Of course, you're invited to join us on the radio here and bring up anything that's on your mind. I don't think there's a whole lot more to say about the protest here. Let me just double check the LA newspapers. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the city of Los Angeles. They're going to be regulating not only the things you can bring, like weapons. They're prohibiting weapons and such from being brought into protests with their new ordinance. But also, they're going to be regulating signs and banners and the handles they're mounted on. So according to the ordinance, signs and banners have to be made of soft material, such as cloth, plastic, or cardboard. Metal sticks are also banned, while wood or plastic sticks are prohibited unless they're a quarter of an inch or less in thickness, 2 inches or less in width, or not to exceed 3/4 inch in dimension.
So if you're worried about sticks, what comes to mind is, I mean, these are fascists, right? What's a fasci?
Yes, fascies, yeah.
What is a fasci?
It's a bundle of sticks.
It's a bundle of sticks, right? So the notion of a fasci is that separate, we can be easily broken, but together we are strong. So if you just bring, 8-foot-long quarter-inch dowels, then you can bind them together into a quarterstaff and bop people over the head, if that's what the concern is.
I know that in the Los Angeles Times version of this story, which for whatever reason is not responding at the moment, there was some comment by the ACLU in response to this ordinance, which the ACLU is firmly against the city ordinance in this particular case. But unfortunately, that is not responding, so we won't be able to share that with you. Let's go to Doug in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL-FM. Hey, Doug.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. Just wanted to comment on an earlier comment I heard you guys talking about where I forget which one of you said that you were happy about the new Supreme Court justice and hoping things were going to change.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Mark should know better by now.
Me, Mark,
should be ashamed of himself.
I'm happy about it.
Okay. Okay, good. You know, libertarians have been trying to use the system and work within the system and try to change the system for ages. And it just doesn't work. They give you a little small victory here and there to make you think you're gaining ground and making a difference. They'll give you one little victory, but then they'll take five things from you. So it's one step forward, five steps back. It just doesn't work that way, but it keeps people engaged thinking they can do something.
Yep.
And they've been voting and trying to change, the people have been voting and trying to change the rig system, I think, for over two centuries. And now, with all this voting and trying to change things for all this time, do you have more freedom, less taxes, more privacy, less regulation?
No, if you could vote yourself more freedom, they'd make it illegal.
Right?
Yeah.
We've ramped up those things exponentially. So voting doesn't work. Trying to work within the system doesn't work. Hoping for change isn't going to happen. You know,
so works?
We've got to stop doing that and be revolutionary instead of reactionary or working within their game.
Yeah, what do you mean by revolutionary? What would you suggest?
I suggest whatever it takes, to be honest with you. I mean, everybody's
like
trying to be
New
nice
Hampshire?
To play this game.
Have you moved to New Hampshire yet?
I have not moved to New Hampshire because I'm not fully bought into that.
Oh, okay. So what
I
do you
like
think it's going to take?
I like the idea, but I think the execution is foul.
What's wrong with the execution of moving libertarians to the same place so we can actually have an effect?
Well, I don't disagree with that.
So what was foul?
I'm just a lot of things. There's been
pick one.
There's been resistance to the location for one.
You mean by people who think it's too cold? Fair weather activists?
Maybe that's it. I don't know. But there has been some.
So wait, what you're saying is, hold on, let me just clarify something. What you're saying is that you're claiming the movement of libertarians, the migration that has been going on for more than a decade here to New Hampshire, has not been particularly affected because some people have quibbled about the location? You do understand
that
libertarians argue about everything, right? So
yeah,
it doesn't matter what location you choose. There's always going to be somebody out there who's like, well, I don't want to move to fill-in-the-blank location. I think that's a terrible idea. I think everyone should move to where I live. And it wouldn't have mattered of whether or not it was Delaware or, you know, Hawaii or wherever the...
Hawaii wasn't on the list because Hawaii is considered a corrupt government.
I understand that. They're all corrupt.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, so what was the other reason?
I've also heard, I don't want to disparage any group, because, I mean, if anybody's out there trying to make a difference, I want to hold them up. I want to support them.
Yeah, but there's a reason why you aren't joining it, right? Like, so what is it?
Well, there's other things. There's financial difficulties. How many people can just uproot and move somewhere? And
at least 2,500 at this point.
We've seen people literally with no money move here, and I don't recommend this, just to be clear.
Right.
But it has worked to where some have failed at this, but some have succeeded to where if they got enough of a work ethic and they're willing to live out of their car or something like that, you know, or just catch a Greyhound bus. I mean, we've seen people move here with near to nothing and have made it work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't come up here expecting everybody's going to help you as far as, like, give you handouts. But if you're willing to take care of yourself and make it happen, it can happen. So I don't know if finances are really the best excuse. And besides, you can always save money, which is, of course, the recommended path of, you know, get some savings together and then make a move. So that's not really a good excuse. The best excuses I've heard are my family and my job. You know, people have a certain career in a certain place, or their family doesn't want to move, or their wife or their husband doesn't want to move.
Sick parent.
sick parents. Mm-hmm. These are all excuses that make sense. But when you wipe all those off the table and say, all right, well, what else is it? Presuming you know, your family doesn't care, or you don't have one, or, you know...
Because I know what doesn't work. And you're saying voting doesn't work, the federal government doesn't work, and all these other things.
Right.
I get it. That stuff doesn't work. That's why I moved 10 years ago for the Free State Project to here to New Hampshire in the Great Freedom Migration, because I understand that some things don't work, but something has to. And I'm not sure what it's going to be.
Well, tell me this. Give me some more information on this project, because what I'm hearing and the information I'm getting is that people are moving to the same area to affect the local government. I don't want to affect the government. I want to abolish the government. I want to live outside of the government. I don't want to be a part of the system. I tried to be a part of the system years ago, ran for Congress, tried to make a difference, did political talk radio for 8 years. The game is rigged. You can't do it. I saw the vote rigging firsthand, how they manipulate things. I'll have no part of it again. So I want to know what's going on outside of that.
I want to address that issue first.
Okay.
We have people who would be considered hardcore libertarians. I'm not talking, this is... You know, you can use whatever term you want to describe them, voluntarists. Some people use the term anarcho-capitalist. You know, we have about a dozen of those elected to the state house. And we have probably 80 nominal libertarians. Those are people that would score 80-80 on the Nolan chart. They've been rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance based on their votes.
It's like a B or A rated.
Yeah, I think it's B plus and up. Those people are currently 20% of the state house. Now, point to me another geopolitical designation on the planet that has a 20% libertarian presence in some kind of lawmaking body, and I'll show you what effectively is a libertarian veto. If you want to get your conservative or your liberal program through, and I shouldn't be using the second person there, if one wishes to get their conservative or liberal program, they must get the libertarians on board, or they must bring enough conservatives or liberals to get past them. The vote isn't rigged here in New Hampshire, because I've sat there and I've seen them count them. They're written on pieces of paper. Now, maybe someplace where they have, these voting machines or whatever, maybe that's the case. But
so these little towns,
that's not happening.
I agree with you, Mark. We've seen tremendous political successes here just after over a decade of activists, libertarian activists, moving here. And we've just scratched the surface for you. I mean, there is a detailed write-up that Daryl W. Perry did over at libertylobby.info, which talks about some of the political successes just from the State House within just the last year. So that's worth, I would say, taking a look at over at libertylobby.info. Also, a really excellent hour-long documentary was produced called The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Now, this is a three-year-old documentary at this point, but it's still solid and chock-full of the reasons why New Hampshire is the best place. But even if you are completely burned out on the political process, and I was too, if you go back into the archives of Free Talk Live to, 2006 or something like 2007, you can hear me being very burned out on politics. And I was convinced otherwise by the political successes that have been happening here in New Hampshire. But regardless, even if you don't want to touch the system, there's still plenty of people coming here, and they're doing agorism, they're working outside of the system, they're doing underground economics, and they're trying to live as free as possible. So you'll find plenty of people who are just like you. Go check it out, 101reasonsfilm.com. Thanks, Doug, for the call. Because if you're willing to try anything before you get to freedom, you definitely need to check out New Hampshire if you love liberty. If not, stay far away.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.